Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
See, it's personal injury law.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Guys, we've been talking about all these great matchups in the NFL, including our Falcons. It's time to talk to our man, B-Mac, Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now he is an NFL analyst for CBS. And, B, I want to start with our Falcons, man, because we do not know if Michael Penix will play on Sunday. It feels like it's going to be a game-time decision. We were talking about this all week, Mike and I, in regards to Kirk Cousins potentially stepping in. No big deal. He's done this all his life. I think in this particular situation, it might be the right thing to do because I don't want to risk Penix down the road. But I want to get your take on this because if he, in fact, plays and plays well, what's it mean for the Falcons? Does it mean anything?
Wait a minute. There you go. This foolishness now. If you play and play well.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins.
Don't you do this.
What?
Yeah, don't
controversy.
Do this.
What?
Yes, Carl, why are you doing this?
What are you talking about? I'm just saying it's possible. He could play well and everybody gets excited. That's all I'm saying.
They can get excited, but there's no controversy going on if he plays well against the Miami Dolphins. The Atlanta Falcons should be able to beat the Miami Dolphins with either one of us playing quarterback.
That I agree with.
For them.
That I agree with.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, so even if Kirk Cousins plays and he plays well, which wouldn't be surprising, there's no controversy at all. So you need to stop. You need to stop that foolishness, Carl. All right.
But B, I mean, it could happen. I mean, you know what's going to happen if he does play well.
We not know. No, there's no controversy. It's been his job, and the only way it won't be his job if he ain't
all right.
Healthy.
And by the way, for those who are new to the show and just jumping in, or in this minute we're talking with B-Mac, we love Michael Penix. You know, we believe
yes,
in
we
him.
Yes,
but Brian, if the guy's not 100% and it is a knee-related injury and with his history, maybe err on the side of caution and go with Cousins. Now, again, we're not doctors. We're going to find out at game time. The way to mitigate, though, B, is run the football. Dolphins are terrible in run defense. Let's just run the football all day, right?
No question. And to your point, I agree. If there's any concern, this is the game you sit him out.
Correct.
The game you be overly cautious because – the Miami Dolphins, man, even though they will compete, you know, they're spiraling. They're not a good team. They lack talent. They lack continuity. There's a lot of things going on with the Dolphins with them right now. So if you need to sit them out, this is the week to do so. And the best way to be successful with or without Kirk Cousins, whoever the quarterback is, to get Bijan Robinson going, get Algier going, get the running game going, man, because they have really been vulnerable to any offense, you know, in terms of the rushing attack. So this should be a simplified offensive game plan. Do what every other offense has done against the Miami Dolphins.
All right. And we agree on that. I think we all agree on that. It's Bryant McFadden, guys, joining us from CBS NFL analyst. By the way, where are you at this weekend? Where are you at?
Well, my boot's on the ground right now.
Okay.
I'll be in the studio, so I won't be at any
game. Okay.
Yeah, so I get a chance to watch just like everyone else, man, watch from the studio and get ready for a great, entertaining weekend.
It's going to be great. All right, let me ask you about Steelers taking on the Green Bay Packers because last week Aaron Rodgers played really well. They lose to the Bengals. It was a heck of a game. The Unc Bowl was really fun. But playing his old team, you know, and the Steelers. What's your take on them right now, man? I said earlier, I thought Arthur Smith called a really good game last week. I hadn't watched him that closely to say whether he's been good or not. But here come the Green Bay Packers, one of the best defenses in the league.
Arthur Smith has done a real good job. Offensively, Arthur Smith has done a real good job in terms of the creativity and just the situational adjusting that he's displayed. And because of that, we're seeing Aaron Rodgers play lights out. Aaron Rodgers has been balling. The issue for the Pittsburgh Steelers going back to a week ago against Cincinnati was the defense. They couldn't get the timely stops they needed to get to be able to win that ball game. Aaron Rodgers played winning football. The offense played winning football. So that was an issue. So hopefully we see a more stout, consistent defensive effort in a primetime stage. And I know Aaron, you know, is playing against his former team. He's, what, 3 years, basically 3 years removed from being a Green Bay Packer. But you know he wants an opportunity to beat the Green Bay Packers. And I had opportunity when I did my training camp tour and I sat down with Aaron Rodgers and we talked about this, you know, if he beats the Green Bay Packers, he would be the fifth quarterback in the history of the NFL to have beaten all NFL teams. And he understands the importance of that. He knows the other quarterbacks that have done it, and he understands how important that would be to his career to have that added to his outstanding Hall of Fame resume.
It is our man, Bryant McFadden, guys, talking about the NFL. There's a lot of cross-conference games this week as well. Carl took Houston over San Fran. Want to get you on and get to take because, you know, you play in the NFL at the highest level, and you're coming from the defensive side. From the offensive side, when a team is stopping one thing you're doing, it's almost like there's got to be a plan B. I get back to how they kind of took away the run game, or we quit on the run game. Running the football is kind of a will. When you look back at what happened Sunday night with the Falcons, do you still say that's a winnable game for us? We know the mistakes aside. You know, too many men on the field, not enough guys on the field. It just seems like we didn't have a plan B once they kind of started the run blitzing on us.
And see, that's the thing with the Falcons. You know, I said this after that game because I pick Atlanta to win that ball game. Mm. But Atlanta's just so inconsistent. And when you really want to give them the praise and believe they turned the corner for the better good, they do the unthinkable. Weeks ago, you go to Carolina and you get shut out. Then you come home, you dominate against the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen. And when everyone is ready to get right there on your coattail, you find a way to lose to a backup quarterback in a Bobby I'm not Bobby Wagner, I'm having a brain fart, the linebacker who just got knocked out.
Warner for the 49ers.
Fred Warner-less defense and they made stops. So to your point, you have to be patient. When you have a running back like Bijan Robinson, you should be more than patient in terms of getting things going with him, because that's all Bijan needs is a small glimpse. That's it. So if a team was holding him down or keeping him in check for three quarters, who cares? He'll get the football in his hands. And at that fourth down play, it makes no sense for me for Bijan not to be on the football field.
Right.
It makes no sense. Even if he's not involved in that play that was going to Drake, with him on the football field, the 49ers will account for him. He is the ultimate decoy, because you have to treat Bijan Robinson just like Atlanta needed to treat CMC. Wherever he was on the football field, you have to account for him because he is a playmaker. So for Atlanta, until they find a way to hit that consistent stride, they're just an in-the-way team right now. And you know what I consider an in-the-way team? It's almost like guys going into a residential area. And you know when you're in some residential areas, you see a speed bump? Mm-hmm. You see the speed bump, but you just kind of go over it. You acknowledge it, but you know you're going to go right over the speed bump. That's what an in-the-way team is in the National Football League. Yeah. You acknowledge it, but you know you're going to find a way to get over it. And that's the area that Atlanta is straddling in because of the inconsistent performances. Man, what happened last Sunday should not have happened. That should have been a win for Atlanta.
Right. We're a speed bump. I don't want to be a speed bump.
No, I don't want to be either. B, let me ask you about what's going on with A.J. Brown, man. It looks like he's out. Fellas, am I right? A.J.
Yeah,
Brown
out.
Is out?
Yep.
What's the deal, man? What's going on there? What are you hearing? Because, look, they try to say it's not a distraction. This dude's putting out cryptic posts, use me but don't use me this week. I mean, every week it's something, and he's coming off one of the best games of the season for him last week. It just doesn't matter. They take on the Giants, the Eagles this weekend.
That's the thing, Mike Carr. I'm confused. You had a great game last week, and then you come out with this cryptic message like you're disgruntled and you're unhappy. Like, you would have thought what happened against Minnesota would jumpstart positivity with A.J. Brown. I don't know. And it is a distraction because we're talking about it. And he's inactive because of a hamstring injury, but we're still talking about it. But I can tell you this much. He's not getting traded. They're not trading A.J. Brown. So whatever unhappiness he's dealing with, he got to find a way to become happy because they're not trading A.J. Brown at all. A.J. Brown is still a dominant force at the wide receiver position, and we saw that last week. But for some reason, he seems to be unhappy. And, you know, the most confusing thing with A.J. Brown being unhappy, him and Jalen Hurts are like homeboys.
Right.
They're like close.
Supposedly.
Yeah, right. That's the thing. You said it right there. You said it, Mike. Supposedly, they've been close since college. Mm-hmm. So it's almost like if you're working with your homeboy and you're playing with your homeboy and you're catching passes from your homeboy, that should be a good situation. But it seems to be a disconnect with A.J. Brown. But he can be disconnected all he wants. I don't think they're trading him. They'd be a fool to trade A.J. Mm-hmm. Brown.
Yeah, they got the Giants this week, as you mentioned. No A.J. Brown. Giants did beat them up at MetLife. Another great game last week was the Broncos' comeback against the Giants. They get the Cowboys. You know, we're talking about our inconsistent play. Cowboys look like they've kind of got things flowing offensively. But, of course, yeah, they miss Micah Parsons. Are you buying Cowboys to beat Denver, or are you feeling Denver?
It could happen because of how good the Cowboys' offense is. Lord have mercy. Man, they got some dudes, bro. And if I'm Jerry Jones, I try to make a trade. I go see what's up with Jermaine Johnson, the edge rusher from the Jets. I see what's up with Max Crosby. Because the thing about the Cowboys, with their offense being so good, defensively, all they got to get is 4 stops a game. That's the luxury the defense has. Just get 4 stops. Yeah. If you get 4 stops, you're going to be in a position to win because of how prolific your offense is. And to answer your question, yes, they got a fighting chance. Against Denver, that Denver defense had holds last week that surfaced that the Giants exploited, led by rookie quarterback Jackson Dart. Outside of the letdown, I never seen a team allow 33 points in the fourth quarter. I'm still trying to figure. We need to do a case study how that became
crazy.
A thing.
Right.
But outside of that, the Giants should have won that ball game. So if you're Dak Prescott, the balance, Devontae is running the ball extremely well. Every time I see George Pickens catching passes, man, I'm like, why is he in the Cowboys uniform? He's supposed to be in the Steelers uniform. Getting CeeDee Lamb back, Jake Ferguson back. Man, they got a lot of dudes, man, that are playing at a high level. So, yes, this should be an entertaining ball game. And, yes, can the Cowboys win? I do believe so. Like I say, man, think about this. All you got to get is 4 stops.
That's a good way to look at it.
One stop a quarter.
Right.
That's it.
Hey, B-Mac, while we're talking about the Broncos, do you buy that Sean Payton wasn't throwing shade at Russell Wilson when he said, I'm glad I got the Giants when we got him? Because, boy, he tried to swear off that, no, he was not dogging Russell Wilson out.
You know good and well he was throwing a shot at Russell Wilson.
Yes, sir.
And you know that. And first and foremost, that information you didn't need to disclose that information to us, mm-hmm. right? But because he don't like Russell Wilson – and, you know, the one thing I respect about Sean Payton, you letting it be known you still don't like him. For whatever reason, you don't like him, he threw a shot at the poor Russell. And it's about time for Russell to stand up. I'm glad Russell did respond with that tweet, that message. Because, Russell, you can't just continue to lay down and just let an elderly man punch you. It's like an elderly man punching you in the face and you don't swing back. Sean Payton is not an elderly man, but in terms of the difference between Russell and Sean's age difference, he is an elderly man. How many of y'all going to let an elderly man punk y'all and you don't do anything? At some point in time, you might not want to push him down, but I'm going to push the elderly man down, even if he's using a walker. Get out of the way. Stop talking.
You want some old man?
No, because you don't want to push an old man down, but you ain't going to just keep saying to disrespect me.
Right.
Last but not least for me, man, I got to ask you about the Ravens. Are they done? They're 1-5. I know Lamar is attempting to come back. Look, they have been, speaking of decimated by injuries, but they get the Bears at home. If they have any life, they got to win this weekend, right?
You better believe it. You got to win this weekend. Now, we don't know the status of Lamar Jackson. So let's say, hypothetically speaking, Lamar can't go. Snoop Huntley got to go. Snoop Huntley gives them a better chance in winning. And I don't understand why Coach Harbaugh was going with Cooper Rush. Well, Cooper Rush can't run that offense anywhere close to terms of mobility. It doesn't fit his style. Remember last few years when Snoop Huntley jumped into the saddle, he played really good football. So if Lamar can't go, you gotta go with Snoop Huntley, and you got to find a way to win this ball game because outside of Chicago, they got a favorable schedule coming down the line. I think they got Cleveland, they got Cincinnati, they got Miami. They got winnable games. And because of what happened last week with Pittsburgh losing to Cincinnati, their window is still open. But you have to win this Sunday. With or without Lamar, you got to find a way to win to keep their playoff hopes alive.
Before we cut you loose, we mentioned Sunday, all right, with Green Bay and Pittsburgh. Monday night, this is basically the Commanders without Jaden Daniels fighting for their playoff lives, and they got to go to Arrowhead. So, I mean, from the NFC Championship, I know a lot, I disagree with some experts said they're going to come back to Earth. They are coming back to Earth, aren't they?
Yeah. It won't come back Monday night.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kansas City rolling right now. Rashee Rice is back. Pat Mahomes looking like that. Ooh, MVP Pat Mahomes. The defense is doing what they're doing. And you talk about, you know, not having Jaden Daniels. Now, the one positive, Marcus Mariota, when he stepped in for Jaden Daniels, played really good football. You know what I mean? Atlanta saw that firsthand. You know what I'm saying? So Marcus Mariota can really work the system. It's just their defense. Their defense has been surprisingly bad. Surprisingly bad.
Right, it's DQ's and, job, yeah.
Exactly. So now when you talk about Dan Quinn, who is a defensive-minded coach, he got to find a way to get his defense to be better. In coverage, they've been inconsistent. You know, they're not tackling well. They're allowing big plays. And they're not turning the football over. I mean, I think the Commanders are like 31st in National Football League. With
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Only 3 turnovers for the entire season. 2 interceptions, 1 fumble. When you're not turning the football over and you are turning it over, that's losing football when you're not getting turnovers and you're turning the football over and you're playing against Kansas City on Monday night. So that's they mathematically speaking, there's still a lot of football left for the Commanders. But in terms of the expectations, yes, not having Jaden Daniels is a loss. But I'm more surprised with the defense because yet and still – the offense has been giving you production. The defense just hasn't been standing up.
B-Mac, always good to talk with you, brother. Appreciate you. Enjoy the games this weekend. We will talk to you next week, man. Thank you again.
Thanks, Ben.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.